Cork Ladies football manager Aoife Fitzgerald joins me now to look ahead to Sunday's clash against Dublin in what is, of course, a repeat of the All-Ireland final. But Aoife, how have preparations been going in the last couple of weeks?
Good. Well, obviously we've started training now properly, so we've had three or four good sessions. So I think the fitness level has certainly improved. But anyway, we obviously haven't had a whole lot of football, but we'll be in a better place this week than we've been for a while, I would imagine. So we're looking forward to it.
And you got your first win against Tyrone, Aoife. Has it changed kind of the mood in the camp or things for you at all?
Yeah, not really, no. We're still looking at players, and we're getting some of the older players back, and that Tyrone are very young, and I think they're kind of starting from scratch again. So it wasn't really a test for us, to be honest. But I suppose it's 2 points, and you know, or 3 points, and it's a bit of a confidence booster. Maybe, or I wouldn't be reading too much into it. I think like the hope for us is that we'll get progressively stronger as the league goes on. Obviously, heading toward with a view to the summer. And obviously Dublin, who I believe have been training since about the Christmas, so they're quite fit and have been going well in their league matches today outside of the Mayo one, so they'll be a big test for us. But I think the girls are off it. They like playing Dublin, and you know, they know it's a challenge, so they're looking forward to it.
It certainly is always a challenge, and with the week off, it feels a little bit like this is another kind of step in the league journey, and against this Dublin side that you've said are there's talks of being back a long time training now. It'll be a huge game.
Oh, it is, yeah, it is, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's a long year there. And it's, you know, obviously, with Cork's success in the All-Ireland, it's very difficult to ask girls to come back and do it time and time again for the league, especially this time of the year. So, like, I suppose we're looking ahead. Whilst we'd be delighted to win the league and to be involved in the latter stages of it, but we're looking at the bigger picture as well in terms of our fitness and that, you know. And I suppose hunger, like, without hunger, you're lost, really, in a sense. So, like, that's what we're trying to get back in the girls. So if it needs, you know, if some of them need a little bit of extra time, then I have no problem with that. But once they come back fit, or I mean mentally fit in terms of you know, being really eager and ready for action again, then that's, you know, that'll be good enough for me.
So with maybe results put to one side for a minute, performance wise, what will you look for on Sunday?
Well, I think our fitness levels will be a little bit better anyway, and you know, our cohesion is a little bit better. Like, we've had, as I say, we've had a couple of games and we've had a few training sessions, so our ball handling should be better. You know, we've done a nice bit of skills work over the last couple of weeks, so I would say that we'd be more match fit on Sunday. But obviously we're facing a big test. You know, and to travel alone and, you know, going up and down in the one day to Dublin is a bit of an ordeal in itself. So, you know, we have to take all those factors into account. But I would be expecting a strong performance in terms of our attitude and, you know, our commitment and will to win. I think that's there. And I can see that, like, it was a good buzz in training the other night. You know, with the fact that we're playing Dublin, I think it probably brings the best out in the girls. Things are a bit disjointed, I suppose they would be for all counties at the moment with the inter-varsity competitions and that. You know, so, like, we have 12 girls involved with UCC and another couple with CIT. So, like, it's a little bit disjointed in that regard. But, like, having said that, the two colleges have been winning and they're in the semi-finals of the various competitions.
Cup, yeah.
So, like, we're delighted for them as well. So, you know, it's just trying to build on that. But obviously getting them together then is... Like, the girls are very eager to train. They'll train morning, noon and night if you left them. You know, there's no problem there, but it's just trying to manage that and about the injuries, especially muscle injuries at this time of the year, you know, and over fatigue maybe. But they're so willing, it's just a matter of trying to stop them rather than getting more out of them.
And
so from that point of view, maybe, you know, we're a little bit behind the game in terms of the cohesion side of it, but we're happy enough.
Yeah, that'll come. But as you mentioned, the O'Connor Cup there, I know UCC had a massive win over Maynooth the other day, but out of those games, any new or major injury concerns?
Not at the moment. Obviously, with Milford involved in the Camogie final, we have Deirdre O'Reilly involved in that as well, so she'll figure on Sunday. There's a few niggas, but there's nothing major. Emer Skelly did a light bit of training, didn't he? which was great to see her back. So, like, slowly Breed Stack is back in training now. So, there's nothing major, but, you know, it's just, I suppose, getting people back now and building their fitness gradually, more than a big shove on just because we're playing the Dublins and the Galways and these people. It's just, you know, everything is done in stages. So it's just, and people are at different levels of fitness as well, obviously. So it's trying to get all that, figure all that out. And as well as that, then we started a strength and conditioning program in UCC. We had a game last Saturday with the Cork Miners, with again trying out some new girls in that. But you know, I think the girls that were new to see Friday night were quite tired and sore after it. You know, so that'll probably be a little bit of a factor again. But again, it's all geared towards he's got the summer, having a good summer, and building towards, you know, the latter stages of the year.
Mm. And finally, Aoife, there's a squad named on the Cork Ladies website as well for Sunday, but you're still mulling over a few positions for the game.
Yeah, we are, and as well as I say, it's not just a few positions, but with the, you know, we'll see how girls come back from the intervarsity games and that. So you know, you're always able to pick up something, and you know, or maybe a little bit of sickness and that. So we named the team that starts against Kerry, but it's, you know, there may be a change or two depending on who's available or not.